Speak on it. Yo, yo, what's happening? What's good with it? What up, though? It's your boy T-Lip bringing you another episode of the Speak On It podcast. You dig what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying? So with today's pod, man, this is one of those random pods where I'm going to talk about a specific topic. Sometimes it may be about football. Sometimes it may be about basketball. Sometimes it may be about life and experiences or, you know, things I've seen in life. Sometimes it might be about specific players. And today is about a specific player. This player is a 7'4" giant that's as skilled as KD on offense, can shoot the ball over anybody, can shoot the three off catch and shoot, creating his own shot, back step, coming off of a screen, and ones, right up in your face, all type of mid-range game. And, of course, he's going to finish at the basket because he's 7'4". And he reminds you a lot of this guy on defense, Anthony Davis, Joel Embiid. He's that guy that's a rim protector, can block mid-range shots. He's literally impacting. Like, I think his impact goes way beyond the stat sheet. Because when you playing against this team, the Spurs, in the future, the now and the future, teams are not going to even try to go into the paint with him in there. Because he's going to deter a lot of players and a lot of teams. It's not even going to be in their game plan to try to get in the paint. Their game plan is going to be trying to move him out of the paint. But without further ado, I'm sure people know who I'm talking about already. Victor Wembanyama. This is a special pod right here directed directly at Victor Wembanyama. And it's just me breaking down the potential this guy has, where this guy's career can go, and can this guy be the face of the NBA? Those are a lot of questions to talk about. So let's break it down. Let's start. Obviously, he's a guy from France. We heard about him over the last, I would say like the last 3 or 4 years. Kind of heard about him. We heard Rudy Gobert talk about him. He said, I remember Rudy Gobert saying a couple years ago, like, hey, when this one kid come from France, he's going to take over the NBA. And, you know, a lot of players don't believe it until they actually see it, until they actually feel the energy and the presence from this player and see his impact. So a lot of players are, you know, unbelievable. A lot of players thought LeBron, even LeBron's teammates said he wasn't the best player in the league when he got there. You had guys like Ricky Davis. Was it Drew Gooden? It was a few guys on his team, on that Cavs team. That wasn't a believer, but we see how that went. This guy was the undisputed number one pick. Obviously, he has a history of the Spurs being his favorite team, and he has a history with guys like Tony Parker. Obviously, Tim Duncan has been in contact with him. Actually, Tim Duncan, if I'm not mistaken, I think he's around the San Antonio building a lot. He has influence there, of course. He's a 5-time champion. So he's been around. Ginobili. So it's a lot. If you know the Spurs is always a team that had a lot of foreign guys there. I don't know what it's about San Antonio, but the Ginobilis, the Bellinellis, the Boris Diaws, I can continue to go. You feel me? Like, even Tony Parker's. You feel me? It's a lot of guys from overseas that made San Antonio their homes. So I'm sure that's where Victor Wembanyama grew a liking to that team. Because he's what? He's probably, what, 18, 19? Let me be sure. He's 19 years old. So 10 years ago, when the Miami Heat and the Spurs was in the finals, I'm sure he was watching that game and watching Tony Parker and watching Ginobili and watching the matchups. Because obviously he's been playing this game for, you know, since he was around that age, especially 10 years old. This is a guy that's very familiar with the Spurs franchise, and he grew a liking to love this franchise. And it just so happened they end up having the number one pick. And once they won the pick, everybody in the NBA, everybody in the world knew that's exactly where he was going. There were no questions about it. There was nothing to think about. There was no, oh, we might be considering number two. We might be considering this guy to go to get pick number one. It was none of that. Soon as they found out the Spurs had a number one pick, way even before that, I think, Victor Wembanyama was looking for his house to move his family to the U.S. Obviously, once the Spurs found out they had a number one pick, Pop, the front office of the Spurs, I'm sure the equipment, all type of people, was it Woj? Oh, no, Brian Windhorst. Brian Windhorst is already out there when the number one pick, when the number one, the lottery, when the Spurs won the lottery, he was already out there for his reaction. So, obviously, Brian Windhorst is going to be connected to Victor Wembanyama's career in time, I would say in kind of like the same capacity that he was connected to LeBron's career. Even more today because with social media and all this, all of these things going on, he's going to be more connected. So, he was a Spur from day one. As soon as they had the pick, they already knew he was a Spur. But let's just talk about his versatility and let's just talk about his promise and let's break this guy down because I think he can do some legendary things. Now, this is just all my opinion. You know, I'm not saying it like it's going to happen because you never know how a guy's career is going to go. You know, I remember when Zion was coming out, everybody thought he was the best thing since sliced bread and he was going to come in the league and dominate it. But he has missed more games than he's played in his first 4 years of his career. So it's kind of hard to be dominant and be the best thing since sliced bread if you're not on the court. However, if Victor Wembanyama is able to, you know, stay on the court and be on the court and stay healthy, which I'm definitely hoping for, I think this guy has a chance to be better than the Wilts, the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's of the world. He might have a way better impact and a better career than Shaq, Yao Ming. Who knows? LeBron James. Can Victor Wembanyama be the greatest player ever and top LeBron James? Some other people would say Michael Jordan, but I won't. I think LeBron James is the best player to ever play basketball. Can Victor Wembanyama, in this world of social media influence and just everybody talking about the game and everybody speculating the game and actually him growing with this culture, because there's a lot of people that's born right now. I mean, there's a lot of 13, 14, 15-year-olds right now that really didn't get to see Jordan at all, and they really didn't get to see Brian as well at all. But they're going to grow with this Victor Wembanyama guy. And we're in a technology stage to where they're going to be more. Victor is going to be on TV. He's kind of going to grow with them. So can that take over in him? You know, if he does what he needs to do on the court and outlive his potential and do it every year, will he considerably be the best player in the NBA when it's all said and done? Who knows, man? We got to see it happen. You got to do it for over 20 years. You got to do it for at least 15 to 20 years. We're going to have to see how it goes. But let's just break this down, man. This is a guy that he can shoot the ball effortlessly. He can shoot the three. He can shoot mid-range. He can create his own shot. He can create shots for others. He can shoot free throws. He's a great free throw shooter. He's offensive rebounding, of course. He's a 7'4 center. He can run the break if he needs to. He can pass. Like, what can he do? What can he do? Oops and alley-oops and all things around the basket is going to be easy for him. He's going to he's going to eliminate a lot of that small ball basketball because there's not going to be a lot of teams that's able to play small ball with him. You're going to have a big man on the court unless you just want to run and gun and try to run him out of the gym. But as he continues to play and get older and get more experience as the years come, he's going to change the game. He's going to make the game change for him. He's not going to, like, he's going to dictate the game. That's just what happened with great players. And I feel like Victor is one of those players that the league is going to have to adjust to him. He's going to have a little adjustment to the league, but he's already dropping 38 points on the Suns right now, playing great competitive basketball with Kevin Durant, making Kevin Durant look like a damn guard. I've never seen anybody make Kevin Durant look like a point guard. They were standing next to each other at a free throw, and Victor Wembanyama made Kevin Durant look like Chucky Atkins. That's what my basketball connoisseurs. If y'all know basketball, y'all know who Chucky Atkins is. He made him look small. That never happens. So it's like, how great can Victor be in his career? I'm willing to go as far as if it's a big if, because it's not this is a big if. But stay with me right now. Stay with me. You feel what I'm saying? Stay with me. This is a big if. If the Spurs, let's just say the Spurs, just so happen to turn up around him this season, and he turns up, and he's the dominant player that we think he's going to be, that he's already displayed already, and the Spurs happen to be a 3 seed like the Kings was last year. The Kings kind of shocked people last year. They definitely shocked people with how they did it. And nobody thought the Kings was going to be a 3 seed, but they were. Let's just say the Spurs come out of nowhere and be a 3 seed or a 2 seed. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm not saying it can happen. I don't even know. You feel me? But let's speculate right now. Let's dive into it. If the Spurs are a 3 seed or a 2 seed, Victor Wembanyama can win the NBA MVP as a rookie. Yes, y'all just heard what I just said. If the Spurs are a 2 or 3 seed at the end of the year and make the playoffs with the team that they have and Pop, and Victor Wembanyama is dominating and doing his thing, because I don't even know if we sure what a dominant Victor Wembanyama look like. What does that look like? 30 points, 35 points, 15 rebounds, 5 blocks on defense, 5 steals, literally affecting the whole game on defense and on offense. That's what that looks like, a dominant Victor Wembanyama. Can he win the most valuable player if all of that happens as a rookie? I think he can. I'm calling it right now. If the Spurs are a 2 or 3 seed by the end of the year, that means Victor Wembanyama has played very dominant basketball, very effective basketball, and he hasn't played like a rookie. Like, let's just say he come out and have one of those Justin Jefferson rookie years. You feel me? Let's just say he have one of those Adrian Peterson freshman year at Oklahoma type years in the NBA right now. If y'all remember those years, then y'all remember those years. And the media is going to push it. If he's up there, if he's even close in the MVP race, they're going to push it because we've never seen it happen. And what better guy for it to happen for a 7'4" giant, very, very, very skilled giant on both sides of the court, dominating the game as a rookie. Got the Spurs in a top 3 seed, top 4 seed in the West, in a crowded West, and take his team to the playoffs. Victor Wembanyama can win the MVP as a rookie, and I think that would be legendary. And I think that would be the start, just the start of what you see from him. He's one of those guys. He's one of those guys, especially in a running gun NBA today. He's one of those guys. Now, I know that's a long shot. I know some people be like, man, what the hell are you talking about, Lip? I don't know about that, man. I can't see that happening. I can't, man. I definitely can't see that happening. I can't see him winning MVP, or I can't see him, you know, the Spurs being a top four seed. The West is packed. But you never know what happens, man. You never know how these teams shape up. You never know how the cookie can crumble. You never know what can happen. You never know. So that is a possibility. There is a great possibility that the Spurs can make the playoffs. Let alone Victor Wembanyama being an all-star starter this year. I definitely think that happens. Cause it's a positionless, the All-Star game went back to East and West. So it's not pick up basketball, we picking the starters, we picking our teams. That shit is done. They kind of just did that to keep the game entertaining, keep the fans engaged because of COVID, and it was just a little shaky around that time. They tried to bring the engagement back up, but now we're going right back to East and West. Which is cool, I think. I think that's pretty dope. But that might make it a little bit more competitive as well. Just straight East and West, but who knows? So it's positionless though. Or is that the All-NBA? It might be the All-NBA, but it might be the All-Star game too. I know the All-NBA, like if you a first team All-NBA, like you ain't have to, it can be two centers on the All-NBA team now. Or it can be all guards and forwards with no center, which it won't be because Joker and Embiid is going to be up there. They're going to be on the All-NBA team on both of them. But, I mean, yeah, man. Is there a way that Victor Wembanyama can be an All-Star starter this year as a rookie? I can see that. Zion was an All-Star starter last year, and he only played like damn near 15 games before the All-Star game. He missed damn near 30 games, and they still voted him as an All-Star starter last year. Of course he didn't play and they had to substitute somebody in, but he was voted as a starter, which shouldn't have happened. But I think that time is past now. I think this is the Wimby time. I think Zion may have missed his window. Zion may have missed his window, but this ain't about Zion. I'll talk about Zion on another episode of the podcast. Speak on it, by the way. Victor can easily be an All-Star starter in the West. Him and Joker could be the center and power forward, or you can put two centers. They are going to start. I can definitely see that. This guy just too good. He's too skilled. And what's underrated about Victor Wembanyama, he's very talented. He's very gifted. He's very skilled. But he's also a competitor. If you've been watching these games, he wants to win. He plays winning basketball. He has a look in his eye like, I want to be the best player in the NBA by year two. And you already know, if you play sports and if you watch sports, if you follow the game, you're an analyst, broadcaster, you know the jump that players make from year one to year two. Because now it's not foreign for me playing, like traveling around playing an 82-game season. I know how it is. I know the intensity of it. I know the long days, the short days, the hard days, the easy days. I know the flow of the season better now because I just witnessed a whole 82-game season. Especially if you go to the playoffs too. If you go to the playoffs as a first-year player, you have seen, even if you're not playing, you have seen the highs and the lows of the game. You've seen the game when it's not as serious, maybe on a Thursday or a Tuesday evening, Monday evening, where players aren't as locked in as they should be. And you've seen games in the playoffs where, hey, we lose this game, we going home. So Victor Wembanyama is a competitor. He's a competitor. He competes. He's going to continue to get better. He's going to continue to gain this experience. He's going to continue to unlock things within himself. Like, this dude's special. I don't even understand. I don't think people understand, like, how special he can be. He's already a I would say he's already a high efficient shooter. Like, I didn't see him pull threes from coming off screens, step backs, creating his own shot, pick and roll, pick and pop. I've seen him pick and roll, and I've seen him pick and pop. I've seen him shoot 30-foot, 35-foot three-pointers. I've seen it. I've seen him come down on a fast break, dribble into a three-point shot. Like, he can shoot mid-range. He can shoot. So, and this is all first-year Wembanyama. Like, y'all got to understand, like, this is probably the worst Victor Wembanyama that we're going to see. This is the worst version of him that we're going to see. And he's still a guy that can go toe-to-toe with Kevin Durant. That can go toe-to-toe with any of these guys in the league. Of course, the Spurs are 3-4 right now. Two of their wins. They played against the Suns back-to-back and won both of those games. That's a good team. Everybody think, you know, there's a lot of people that picked the Suns to win the championship. Kevin Durant is on that team. Yeah, they didn't have D. Booker and Bradley Beal, but it ain't like the Spurs are loaded. it's probably hard to name other guys on their roster besides Victor. I know the guys on their roster, but I'm just talking about if I just walked up to somebody and said, "Hey, name me three starters from the Spurs team," I bet people will have a hard time doing that. So, this is the worst version of Victor Wembanyama that we're going to see. And this is probably the worst team we're going to see that the Spurs have. Because one thing I know about a great player, bro, players are going to want to come and play with you. Players are going to want to come and team up and play with you. So, and Victor Wembanyama has that essence where, hey, he going to take over this league real soon. Like, sooner than later. Like, it ain't going to be year 7 and then he take over. No, he probably going to take this league over by next year. Like, if we being real. Like, if this year play out how I'm sure he wants it to play out and he continue to excel and get better and get the Spurs into the playoffs and hope, like, maybe win a playoff series and then show, like, how dominant he can be and how he's hard to stop. It's going to get scary. He's going to walk into next year as a top 5 player in the NBA. Book it down right now. Victor Wembanyama is going to walk into the league next year as a top 5 player. When they do their little rankings, NBA TV, NBA.com, all of those little places that do the top 10, top 25 rankings, top 100 rankings, Victor Wembanyama will be a top 5 player in the NBA next year. He was already, I think, like 40, around 40 or something like that. And he didn't even play in the NBA. He didn't play one game. One dribble in the NBA, and he was already a top 40 player without doing one dribble. So the depth that this guy have in his bag is going to open up a lot for the NBA. It's going to open up a lot for the Spurs. It's gonna bring guys to this team. And the Spurs, they have a nice team. I'm not gonna say that they don't have a nice team. They have some cool players. They need a guard, maybe another dominant wing, but they need a dominant guard though. They need a guard like to pair up with Victor Wembanyama. They need like a. I would love to see this pair. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I know it might not happen because he's with another young team that's pretty good. That's on the rise as well, but I would love to see this matchup. And that it is, I mean, not matchup. These two guys pair up and join together in San Antonio. I'm going to go 1-3. But the first guy I would choose is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Shai Gilgeous. He played with the Thunder right now, and the Thunder are a young, up-and-coming team, and they're going to be good. For sure. But how good, I don't know. But I would, if I was Shai and it get a little shaky or something like that, or when I'm about to sign my next contract, I don't know. I would consider going to play with Victor Wembanyama. I think Victor Wembanyama and Shai Gilgeous would be great together. They'd be a great pair together. They're both winners. They're both competitors. And they can be able to do something in the West, man. They will be able to do something in the West, especially like if they play like the next 5 years together or something like that, or after year three of Wembanyama, like starting year three, let's say Shea say, hey, I want to come over there and play with you. And he'd be like, all right, come on. That pair right there with Greg Popovich and the team that they're going to create around them, because like I said, guys are going to want to come and play with Victor, because he's a winner and he's going to win. He's going to win. And I'm going to go number two on the list. I would say Darius Garland from Cleveland. I don't really like Darius in Cleveland, because they ain't really doing nothing in Cleveland right now. I think Cleveland are one of those teams that's up and down. I just like Darius Garland better if he was with the Spurs, because he's one of those point guards that can create, he can shoot, he can play, he can create for his teammates, he can create for himself. You know, he opens up the defense, and he's a good passer. He can throw oops. He can pick and roll. That pick and roll right there would be serious. So I like Garland with them as well. So that would be an option to pair up with Victor. And then I would go for my third piece as a guard. I'm thinking about a guard that I can pair up with Victor, because he's going to have to get a guard sooner or later. A superstar, damn near all-star guard. Trae Young's from Texas, if I'm not mistaken. He went to Oklahoma. Is he from Texas? He might be. So it's down there in that area. And Trae Young and Victor, that seemed like a good pair. But I like the one and two that I chose before, Shea or Garland, better. But you couldn't be mad with Trae Young, Ice Trae, and Victor. That'd be pretty good. But that's just what I say about Victor, man. Like, this is a guy, Victor Wembanyama is a guy that he can be the first rookie MVP of the league. If he really snap and take over, he can win MVP. We've seen 5th, 6th seed guys win MVP. He can do it. If the Spurs mess around and be a top 4, top 3 seed, that means he's been playing out of his mind and made a lot of the guys around him better. Which adds up to being the most valuable player in the league. I think I already can book it that he's probably going to be an all-star starter. I think he's going to get all the votes, and he's going to get a lot of respect from other players as well, just knowing what he can do. And he's a serious cat. Like I said, he pretty serious. He's not laughing around and jollying around. He's competing out there. He's competing. So, and that's what you want. Like, it's certain guys that you can, you know, Steph Curry, he's a competitor. You know he's a competitor. Kevin Durant, he's a competitor. LeBron, he's a competitor. You feel me? Joel Embiid, at times, he's a competitor. Joker, he's a competitor. I put Victor in the same breath as competitors as they are. Maybe he's just a young them, but he's in that same family. Just imagine 5 years from now what Victor going to be. He's going to be the face of the league. He's going to be the best player in the league by year three. By year three, Victor Wembanyama will be undisputedly the best player in the league. By year three. So, the Jokers and the MBs, and y'all have y'all fun right now. The Luka, y'all have y'all fun right now. Y'all better do it within the next year or two, because it's not going to take him to year 7 to become the best player in the league. No, it's going to be real soon. Real 2026-ish, 2025-ish. That's when it's going to be. So that was my special pod right there, man. This is just a shout out. This is my first pod about Victor Wembanyama. And maybe I'll do more, you know, later on, just when I get more information about this game, when I, you know, see more, able to see more, you know. It's just game. what is it, game seven? They're 3-4 right now. He's had numbers. He's playing really well. He's averaging 19. He's only averaging 28 minutes. Just imagine when he's averaging 38 minutes. You know, he's a rookie, and the Spurs organization are adjusting to having him. So this is just like an informational year. We got to see how to use him. They don't want to overuse him. They're going to see how he pays in spurts. You do that with every rookie, but it's different when you got this such of a game-changing player, this franchise, once-in-a-lifetime type of player. You have to get the notes. So, like I said, right now he's averaging 28 rebounds, 2 assists. He got the second, he's tied for second in blocks this year. He can guard anybody. He's affecting shots. I'm sure his defensive win share is top 5 in the league. I know that for sure. I don't even have to look at that. I just tell you that. His impact on both sides of the court is crazy. It's crazy. So like I said, this is just the first episode of the Victor Wembanyama. Well, I got to call it something. I don't know what I'm going to call it, but this is just part one of conversations about Victor Wembanyama. This guy is unique, man. He ain't Porzingis. You feel me? He ain't Anthony Davis. He is Victor. He's a lot of bit of everything, and he does a lot of things at a high level in year one. Just imagine what he's going to look like in year four. So, appreciate y'all for joining to speak on the podcast, man. It's all love. Continue to follow the pod, man. Continue to like the pod, share the pod, speak on it. Speak on Twitter, follow us, speak on it. At Speak On It TML. On Instagram, Speak On It Podcast. Follow, show love, share. Subscribe on Spotify, iTunes. All of that good stuff, man. Hey, man, y'all enjoy y'all day. Speak on it. Lip out.